What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn the hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after five, if your ear holes are sucking us in live, out east.
Hair?
I have strands of hair falling in my face. It's driving me fucking nuts.
COVID-19!
COVID hair.
I got that COVID hair.
My hair is out of control. Your hair is out of control.
Yeah, it is.
Your hair is looking kind of crazy right now.
Well,
both of our hairs are looking kind of crazy right now.
If anybody out there wants to bring your drone, you want to send your drone barber out here to cut my
oh yeah,
because I'm not catching corona.
You're flying Edward Scissorhands
fucking haircut. God.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it, whether it's streaming 24/7 on the Crab Diving Network or if you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/amazon. Every time you use that link,
did you bring condoms?
You can buy condoms on Amazon. Every time you use that link, we get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here.
Florida, no condoms, no mask. Fuck you. We got guns.
Yes, I can feel it.
It's a beautiful Monday here in the Panhandle, everybody.
It is nice.
It's actually kind of hot and
humidity
and hey, we're going to hit you with a huge ton of water storms and then it's going to leave.
Oh, I know.
For like, it's gonna rain like fuck for like 20 minutes, and then it's gonna go away and be really nice.
I keep running in and out of the house with my laptop because it's nice. It's
right,
nice out there right now, but then it starts this rain. Fuck that.
I think that's about it. Join us on our social media during
See
the show.
Later.
Bye everybody. Crab diving at Crab Diving on the Twitter, at Crab Diving on all the social medias.
Ooh, wee wee.
The count.
The count.
Maybe the TikTok. Not the TikTok. We're not on
Gab.
TikTok. We're not on Gab. Gab doesn't count.
Or
Parler.
Yeah, yeah.
Joy Parler, where all the you're not censored by liberal media.
What's the shitty ass fucking platform that's raising money for that murderer kid?
Oh, I don't know. It's some crowdfunding form or something.
God send it. Go fuck yourself if you send it. That form. You know how much money? $250 fucking million dollars. Yeah, and you know what? I went on that.
1,000.
God. Okay.
Holy shit. I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I'm moving out of the country if he made $250 million.
I'll start praying to Jesus for that. I mean, God. It's disgusting, though. But I went on the send it. What's up?
The dog is losing her mind after only moments.
Read the comments, though, after people donate what they say, the message to Kyle. It's like, we're not in Woketopia. Some people might think we live in Woketopia. We live in Fucktopia.
The stories about Kyle are pretty disturbing if you do read the comments, because there's an entire different. I even saw a story about it over the weekend about there is really an alternate universe on the right that thinks he's the superhero who is protecting democracy from the evil rampaging Antifa libs.
Do you think there are historians or political scientists that are watching this? Even if they're dead, let's say some sort of whacked out, stupid fucking afterlife exists and they're watching.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, by the way. Good job. Are they looking down and saying, God, we wrote about this in chapter 72 of my book. It was all about this. Guess you didn't read it. We were warned, right?
Well, I think a lot of people who fought the fascists in World War II are like, WTF.
Why are we allowing this to happen?
Because there's a lot there's a lot of dumb people and a lot of authoritarians and a lot of Jesus freaks. And when you stir that fuck stew together,
yes, oh,
throw in conspiracy theorists and racists and neo Nazis, and you really make a shit salad of the right. Well,
to extend the scat metaphor, I hope this is the last slice of the turd pie that's coming. I really
oh,
do.
No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's going to be something else.
No, yeah. Get your toothbrush ready because you're going to be you're gonna be scraping shit from between your teeth for the next till next January.
This is when
at the minimum.
A package.
At the minimum.
One-time use toothbrushes during this time. I got to tell you, it's like I don't understand what we're going to talk about today because my only reaction, I guarantee you, to any story you're going to tell me is, I hate these right-wing dickbags.
Well, you don't know what stories I pull.
I don't know. I followed some news this weekend. Everything made me just, oh, hate these right-wing lunatic stupid dickbags. Every last single motherfucking story. Because God.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Well, why are there 180... I forgot. I just saw 83, 87 dead, 87,000 dead.
I don't know the exact number. I know it's over 180. We're, I didn't check the exact tally.
We're in America.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, we're deep in the bowels of America.
Don't we have a CDC or something like that? Don't we have shit?
They've been tainted. The Trumpian cancer has spread throughout much of the federal government.
Okay. It's just not fair.
There was a story over the weekend there's a poll out that said the party is his now. That Trump. There was like a crazy amount. I'm gonna try to look that up now. There's a crazy amount of Republicans who say they support Trump more than they care about the Republican Party.
What does that mean? That means
it's a cult. It's
crazy.
A cult of personality. Yeah.
Does it bother them? The racism bother
no.
them?
No. Oh. Regardless what you say, nothing bothers them. Nothing bothers them. They're in the Trump cult.
What? Yeah. What do they think the end game is then? I guess they keep thinking that QAnon is going to appear and arrest Hillary and drag James Comey to jail and shoot Bill Clinton and hang, I don't know, who's the guy that put his dick on the internet and hooked up with kids?
Well, you're going to have to narrow it down.
No, but the Democrat. This has been a minute.
Oh, Wiener?
Is it? Yeah, Wiener. Wiener.
You forget that one?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't remember his name.
My name is Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I didn't mean to get off on a tangent in the beginning of the show, but
I found it.
But I don't know. I read it. I've just read a bunch of horrible things.
According to a new HuffPost YouGov poll, 49% of Republican and Republican-leaning independents who voted for Trump in 2016 say that they consider themselves more supporters of Trump than of the Republican Party.
Holy shit.
Only 19% say they are more supporters of the party.
You know,
so only one in five Republicans and independents leaning that direction that voted for Trump say that they're more concerned about the Republican Party than they are about him.
Did those people consider themselves to be country over party? Meaning they think for the good of America, they have to forego the Republican Party and support.
Well, but they think, yeah, and they think Trump is the country.
That's an issue.
That's a big issue.
It's a real problem.
About 61% of Republican-leaning independent voters said that they would be more likely to support Trump over congressional Republicans if they had a disagreement.
Well, I
look
mean,
at congressional Republicans. I mean, I even kind of understand that one.
Yeah, but you know, there's a range. I mean, we're not talking. I mean, the Senate. I don't know. I mean, you know, but the you know, you got Louis Gohmert, and there's some QAnon folks in there, right?
66% say they would back Trump over their own rep.
Oh, okay.
Only 10% say they would support the representative. The rest of them say they we support both.
To me, if I'm
which is bullshit.
If I'm reading that and I can figure out that's these are my representatives talking, I have to understand it that I was out fascist or outmaneuvered by this guy. I was definitely outmaneuvered by Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I would argue the forces around Trump propelling him like a turd floating through the pipes out to the sewer.
You think I'm giving too much credit to Trump?
100%. He's a useful idiot. Yeah. Bannon was the guy on the inside, the evil super genius who got who knew that if you go full racist, you're going to stir up a lot of angry whites. And Putin,
you know,
Putin blowing his magical farts from the other side of the planet.
I thought it was going to be semen
to move Trump's sails.
Probably both. You know, not to take a left turn here, but or right turn. What? How did Bannon get involved in that dumb fucking scheme? It doesn't make sense to me.
What scheme?
It sounds so stupid, that wall, getting involved with the guy.
Greed.
But it's dumb. He's not stupid, right? Do you think that was a dumb scheme to get involved
in? I think it's hubris.
Like there's no way I'm going to get caught. This is too easy.
That's the vibe the whole top to bottom. Scott Pruitt.
Yeah,
put in a secret cone of silence and send out people to go find lotion for him. So I don't fucking know what he was never sitting there thinking. Wow, this is the right thing to do. He knows he was in government for a while. He knows that's not the right thing to do. So he was like, "Fuck it, I'm going to get away with this because who's going to come after me?" The Justice Department?
He's the guy that had the private army. The little band of, you know, Proud Boys or whatever the fuck. He had his own private fucking security force. It's force the EPA guy.
Yeah, people are like, you're the environmental protection guy. Why? What the fuck do you need? Now we know.
Well, yeah, he's up to some bad shit.
Now we know.
He had bulletproof.
Wheeler's a million times worse, though, but.
He had bulletproof fucking upholstery in his car or at his office. Or he had a bulletproof desk, too. Something like that. Scott Pruitt had some wild shit going on.
Over at the HuffPo, while I'm here, the head that's at the HuffPo that about the polls. White House will not condemn fatal shooting of protesters.
Oh, no. Oh, God, you could just do that, couldn't you? Don't you think that would help America? Don't you think it would be the right thing to do?
White House press, Gomorian guard, Kayleigh McEnany.
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 Reaffirmed today that President Donald Trump will not yet comment on Kyle Rittenhouse, the teenager charged with fatally shooting two protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
This is like the hardest thing he does, though, really. Like, this is where he has to come out and condemn some white supremacists, I'm afraid.
The treat. She wants that treat.
God damn, how do you smell everything?
She's got a super snotter.
God damn, humans suck. We can't do shit. I mean, the typing and all that thought.
We have thumbs and stuff.
Critical thinking is something, but, you know, I can't smell that.
The president is not going to weigh in on that. She said you can ask him this evening. He may weigh in further. Huh? But at the moment, he's not weighing in on that.
There is
God, how many
a city
can she say
in,
weighing in.
There is a city. Maybe she has to weigh in, but at work every day. I don't know what they do there. There is like
Katie,
like on
I
a
think
cruise
you've
ship.
Put on a couple of pounds. You know, you're the public face.
Like on a cruise
the...
ship, dude. Dancers on a cruise ship have to weigh in weekly or monthly or something like that, and they get in trouble. They
welcome the seasickness.
Right. This is the hardest thing this president does, though. When he has to, what's the word? Condemn.
Be human?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, I guess that covers everything.
I think him having to give sympathy is the worst part of it. Like
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Soldiers' families. You've heard every phone call he's had with these poor families who've lost someone.
Have you seen
horrible.
Have you seen Ivanka's legs?
One of the guys was like, one of the families said that all he did was talk about himself.
Oh yeah,
and what he's accomplished.
Did you hear?
But you know, it's great. I'm sorry, your son's dead and shit. But you know, hey, look at all the big guns I'm buying for the military. $700 billion. Did you know that I've given more to the military? I gave them those raises too. You know, those raises I gave them.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to do anything about those bounties.
And I gave them choice for doctors, too. I passed that. They say Obama did in 2014, but I went back in time and passed it as Obama.
I won't even call Vladimir Putin and discuss the fact that he's putting hits out on our soldiers in Afghanistan. I won't even pick up the motherfucking phone, baby. Because I'm tweeting or whatever the fuck he's doing.
Rittenhouse, 17-year-old from Illinois, has been charged with homicide, accused of shooting three demonstrators, killing two of them, who were protesting police brutality after police shot Jacob Blake, 29-year-old black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Trump said yesterday that he'll eventually have a comment. I'll comment about it eventually.
We know.
Once I'm sick of waiting and and I'm sick of them telling me to shut up.
You know, Trump, and I don't even know why I'm saying this. I'm just suggesting that maybe if there's anyone in that office that can help you with that speech where you condemn these white supremacists, find someone that's not Stephen Miller to help you write it, right? Who could help him write that there? That where it would at least sound like he is not a white supremacist.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say that there were some emotions or something, but I was going to say, I don't know, maybe Ivanka, can pretend to have emotions.
Some of them are really good people.
But then you said white supremacists. I'm like, well, no, I can't think of anybody.
We realized that some of them are really good people was the best he could do. And that took a lot. That took a lot for him to muster. He was trying so hard.
Trump said yesterday, that's under investigation right now. They'll be reporting back to me over the next 24 hours, 48 hours, maybe max, and we'll have a comment about it.
Wow.
It's a great state, Wisconsin. Great state. They should not have to put up with what they went through. So the National Guard has done a fantastic job.
I thought you were starting to make that up because it's crazy that he would say it's a great
state. It's
day.
A great state. Sure.
You don't think so, Trump.
He needs that one desperately.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's you. You
and
that's
he's down.
To
yeah,
you.
He's down bigly in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but he would never go to Wisconsin for one fucking thing. Why would that man go there, though?
Meanwhile, Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, is pushing the narrative that Rittenhouse was only attempting to safeguard the community. He retweeted a post on Friday claiming the teen had traveled to Kenosha to, quote, protect businesses and offer medical support to people, even the rioters.
Wow.
Funny he didn't stop and provide medical support to anyone he shot.
Yeah, that's a weird way to add medical support. Let me shoot you.
Yeah. Let me put you out of your misery.
Let me blow your arm off.
Have you seen the pictures of those accidentally on the internet?
The arm thing?
The guy with the arm blown. It's yeah. When they're another one was shot in the arm and you think, oh, you know, it's like, he can sew it up himself like Rambo.
Explain to me.
His arm is literally right at the crook of the elbow on the inside of the elbow. It's blown away. Like a giant round just gouge out of the whole his whole arm.
Ask him how he feels about gun control, that guy with no fucking arm. You know? I mean, but explain the skateboard thing to me.
Huh?
The guy with the skateboard that that hit Kyle or stopped him or something. He jumped on him, right? To try to stop him from shooting.
Right. Well, he had already shot that one guy in the head.
Yes.
In the earlier incident, which we're still trying to figure out what happened there.
Then the guy with the skateboard tried to stop
and
Kyle.
Then he ran, and the people that were chasing him now on the right, they're the evil Antifa that had been attacking this poor innocent white boy the entire time, and he's only defending himself from the evil rampaging Antifa black homosexual atheist hordes.
Meanwhile, this guy is shooting people.
And the other side of the story is that they were trying to chase him down to stop him.
Yeah.
To hold him accountable for having just shot somebody in the head.
And the guy with the skateboard was trying to...
I don't know anything about the guy with the skateboard. You know more about the skateboard thing. I haven't watched the video that much.
Stop. My problem is it's being talked about a lot. And people are saying, like, what do you expect? The guy, he attacked Kyle with the skateboard. But the way I understand it, Kyle was shooting people.
Had shot someone. So it's possible he tried to bring him down with the skateboard. I'm not saying that didn't happen, but
how is that guy not a hero?
Well, he's dead, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, just saying, I just don't know. Here's what I see, and this, honestly, just general public, it makes you, I know most people are good. I really do. But like comments like, play stupid games, you get stupid trophies. In regards to the kid taking the other kid out, he took the guy out with a skateboard. And
the thing is, how many of those people, of those other people, probably have guns?
Yeah,
like the protesters,
right?
Might be carrying, and yes. Nobody took out their gun to answer fire with him. Most of these people who were shooting, with the exception of over the weekend, where an Antifa guy apparently killed a Trumpist, I forget where I was going with this because the dog is
the Antifa guy that shot the Trumpist.
With the exception, it's most of the ones with the guns shooting have been the right wingers, but they. Everyone is saying that the right wingers are the ones that are stirring up trouble everywhere they go. Like,
yeah,
the shootings with Kyle, where they say it was the right wingers showing up with their guns that was stirring shit up.
And I
don't know if that's true. That's what I heard.
And so here we are. Now you see a thing where left wingers will start carrying guns, and people.
That's what Trump wants.
And what?
That's why Trump keeps throwing kerosene on the fire. He wants this to happen so that the dummies out there won't realize it's happening under his watch. And he can say, look at the Democrats take over just like in those cities. They're going, your lily white suburb is going to be like this with people running the streets. You won't.
And the bullshit thing is the right thing to do. If I'm watching this movie, the right thing to do, I would say, hey, okay, black people, gay people, trans people. Yes. Get your guns and go out there because, in the movie, those people are shooting at you. But we can't ever do that because we are caught in some fucked up fuck storm where you can't say, you know, did you squirt there? But you know what I mean? Like, that can't be a thing. You can't arm yourself against them because the minute something happens and one of their little snowflake assholes gets shot, then it's game over and the cops are going bananas.
Well, right, because the cops will start shooting anything brown.
So
because
what,
the cops are on the white militia side.
And I'm not one of these guys that believe left-wing people should arm up, but I am also one of these guys. I will not tell a trans person or a black person or a woman or a gay person how they should feel or what they should do politically. if they feel threatened, like they need to carry a gun, what am I supposed to say to that? You know? Don't do that. I'm anti-gun. Fuck. I don't know what their life is like. It's a fucked up situation.
So, the mayor of Portland, Oregon, and President Donald Trump engaged in real-time argument Sunday on Twitter, of course, as the president sent a flurry of critical tweets about Ted Wheeler as the mayor was holding a press conference about the fatal shooting in the right of a right-wing supporter in his city the night before. Trump called Wheeler, a Democrat, a fool, blamed him for allowing the violence to proliferate in the liberal city. The visibly angry mayor lashed out at the president, addressing him in the first person through the TV cameras.
Oh, shit.
That's classic Trump. Mr. President, how can you think that a comment like that, if you're watching this, is in any way helpful? It's an aggressive stance. It's not collaborative. I certainly reached out. I believe in a collaborative manner by saying earlier that you need to do your part and I need to do my part. And we both need to be held accountable. Let's work together. Wouldn't that be a message? Donald Trump and Ted Wheeler working together to help move this country forward. Why don't we try that for a change?
Yeah. That's crazy. Why is Donald Trump? Why would a president pick on that guy?
Because it gives his base fat material. They love it. Oh, look at that lib. Look at him owning that lib, calling him a fool.
So what Trump does, no matter who he's dealing with, if it's a guy with a constituency or, you know, like a mayor or something, he just says,
right.
He says something that will appeal to that area's nastiest politics or whatever.
Sure, the whole country, the whole world.
And then that's how he goes after them, right?
Yes.
I hate this.
Well, it's going to get worse.
What's that musical? Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night. Or ride. No, not bumpy night.
I don't know anything about
applause.
Oh, I don't know that show.
Oh, it's good.
It was a chaotic and volatile 24 hours in Portland that began when a caravan of about 600 vehicles packed with Trump supporters drove through Portland and was met with counter protesters. Skirmishes broke out between the groups, and about 15 minutes after the caravan left the city, a supporter of the right wing group Patriot Prayer was fatally shot.
Oh, God.
The victim is identified as Aaron J. Danielson, J-A-Y is his nickname. He called the Patriot Prayer founder, Joey Gibson, called the victim a good friend, provide no other details. Danielson apparently also went by the name J. Bishop, according to Patriot Prayer's Facebook page. So he's got a pseudonym for some reason.
You know, it strikes me, what I think about this, I think it's sad that person's dead. And I think it's fucking horrible. And I feel bad for that person's family. You know what the right says? You know what the right says about that with us? They say things like, play stupid games, you get stupid fucking trophies. Right. That skateboarder guy, he deserved to fucking die because he was attacking one of our little white militia fuckheads.
And then him turning around and just spraying bullets into the direction of everybody. That's, you know, he was just clearing the field, trying to clear his six so he could go and give himself up.
Like, I hate these people. With every fiber of my fucking soul, I hate these motherfuckers. But I don't want them dead. I don't want this kid fucking dead. Don't, you know.
The Trump retweeted the victim's name and wrote, "Rest in peace, Jay." It says it wasn't clear if the shooting was related to the clashes between Trump supporters and counter protesters.
He's already responded to this. Our president.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I hate him. Oh, I hate this guy. And when this kid,
but I think now this is from last night. I think they have, why is Ron Jeremy trending?
For nothing good. Oh,
20 additional counts of sexual assault.
Oh, jeez.
Holy fucking shit.
I mean, you know, there's no reason Ron Jeremy would be trending for anything good. I mean, he's either dead, it's something like that, or plane crash.
He's not looking good.
You know. Oh, he's not.
Yeah. He doesn't look well. I don't even know why I got sidetracked here. Oh, so this was last night, but I thought I read they have a suspect, but maybe they do not.
Oh shit. They know it's a left-wing person that did this?
Well, earlier the term 100% Antifa was trending. Because I don't the story, but remember the liars can trend shit and do frequently. That it was 100% Antifa, that the guy that they said they had a suspect,
yes,
and that he has proclaimed that he is 100% Antifa.
I'm 100% Antifa. I am.
But now it's not trending. And I'm trying to find it here.
You know, this is what a false flag will look like.
Oh, this
correct?
Is InfoWars. Oh, Breitbart. God. Okay, let me see if I can find any sane.
My PC has AIDS.
New York Post, slightly better, but still.
Jesus Christ.
Still.
Is there anything? Can we get a Jezebel up in this bitch?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm fine. The Sun, which is Murdoch. This is fascinating. So I'm scrolling
through
Twitter.
The Sun is better than the Post.
And the most popular tweets about the suspect they have are all owned by Rupert Murdoch. Fox News.
Daily Mail.
New York Post.
Daily Mail.
Daily Mail's not Rupert Murdoch.
No, I mean, they might have it, though.
Well, it's even the Daily Mail's even.
Yeah.
Less reputable than
is
some
it
of
really.
Oh, the Daily Mail
is
a
really?
Shit rag. Yeah.
Oh my God! I put stories up on our Facebook page before.
I know. I've heard about it in email. I think one time somebody was like, "Just so you know, Daily Mail is not the most."
I'm sorry. It had an entertaining headline.
It isn't the most.
Please, let me know.
I've heard from more than one person.
Was it really? God damn! Sorry. Anything else bothering anyone? Just wondering. Just kidding.
No, the Daily Mail is not the most.
I know, but it looks nice when it lays out on the page in Hootsuite. Is Politico okay? I use Politico sometimes. Is that okay?
Portland police are investigating an Oregon man who was allegedly previously cited for carrying a loaded gun at a different protest for his potential connection to a fatal shooting at a presidential rally of the weekend, a political rally, excuse me. The Oregonian cited sources. Oh, the Oregonian.
Oregonian.
Maybe less crazy. I don't know. 48-year-old man who was accused of carrying a loaded gun earlier downtown Portland protest is under investigation in the fatal shooting.
Right.
Michael Forrest Reinol?
Judge Reinol.
R-E-I-N-O-E-H-L. Calls himself anti-fascist and has posted videos and photos of demonstrations he's attended since late June, accompanied by hashtags Black Lives Matter, A New Nation, and Breonna Taylor.
Okay, so,
Like, that's a bad thing?
I don't know. I mean, do we believe all this shit? And I'm not trying to be an asshole. I am not trying to sound like Alex Jones, but I am trying to consider news through the eyes of, yes, the Russians give a fuck about how this unfolds. And those sources you just rattled off are at least right wing. You know?
Sources familiar with the case but not authorized to speak said police are investigating him. A family member also identified him as a man captured in photos and video seen leaving the shooting scene shortly before 9 p.m. on Saturday. Aaron Danielson, supporter of the conservative group Patriot Prayer, was shot in the chest, died in the street. It was soon after most cars and a caravan of supporters Trump had left the city's downtown streets.
Let me say something here. And I'm basing what I'm saying 100% on television. That's fictional television, even. I'm watching The Americans. The couple, the lead.
No spoilers.
No spoiler alerts. The lead couple in there could absolutely pull this shit off.
Oh, yeah. Great show.
Asleep, and then when they're done, they would pick up their kids, they go to school, nothing. They're right. Just they could do this in their fucking sleep.
Meanwhile, the that really happened. It's based on, loosely based on
one of actual, that is real.
There were really highly trained assets here living as Americans.
Okay. Now.
But I believe a couple of them were outed, and they were like, it was the most, nothing ever happened. Nobody ever went, nothing ever happened. They literally would just like mail headlines from and newspapers back to somewhere. Yeah. And,
the funny thing, in the
Eastern Bloc, and they're like, there was nothing ever. I don't have a gun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never touched a gun. It's nothing like the Americans. They're right. Not killing people.
Well, let me
tell
you something. That Carrie Russell doesn't give a fuck. She will kill your ass. And her husband doesn't give a fuck. He'll kill you. He'll just have a moment before he does it. But Carrie Russell will just fucking kill you. And that's,
how did that chickie's fucking never knock off his hairpiece?
Well, did you watch the whole
season? Or the fake teeth?
Okay, what? Stop. Wait with these details. I don't know what... I think I'm in the third season. And let me tell you something. They just had a scene where maybe the chick he is married to... I'm doing air quotes in, you know...
They are married.
They are married, yes.
In the
as
show.
Part of his cover.
Yeah, and
they
had
kids. Something about...
That they actually produced from their loins.
No, okay. God, see, we're talking about two different things. I thought you were talking about the person he's married to as part of his cover.
Oh, no.
I don't know how to talk about this show without ruining it for anyone that is watching it. There's too much shit.
Yeah, it's a great show. Watch The Americans, everybody. Is that... And Netflix, Amazon?
I tell you what, it's Prime. It's Amazon Prime.
Oh, good. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Sign up for Prime. We get
like
a little ka-ching.
And, it's just, but watching that show, I don't know how the planet didn't blow up in the 80s.
Because it's not true.
And Reagan sucked.
Sure.
Reagan sucks. Especially in the show. God.
Over at the Drudge Report, good news headline.
Yes.
And not like a good news poll. More troops for Biden.
Oh, okay. That more military support for
the
Joe
latest
Biden.
Military Times poll shows a continued decline in active duty service members' views of President Donald Trump.
Do you know why? You know what? I was just thinking what might contribute to that. Am I to understand that John McCain, by the military, probably has a favorable view? People love John McCain.
Yes.
They love him. Like,
sure.
Capital love the motherfucker. Capital L, they love him.
Okay.
There's a boat with his name on it. A large-ass boat.
Big one. Yes.
And it was covered up. So, and the name of the
they covered the name, yeah.
And even the name on the uniforms of the sailors that were on the ship. That must bother someone. In the military.
Well, sure,
that
whole
must bother
litany.
A lot of people.
How about that COVID boat that the captain,
which one?
Which one? Had to go out of protocol and send an emergency. You guys got to help us get these sailors off of here message and CC'd a whole bunch of people that somebody then leaked.
Yeah.
And he was removed. And then he was put back because his sailors loved him. Then they fired him again.
But that's two. There were two COVID boats. That's COVID boat number one. Do you remember COVID boat number two? There was supposed to be a mission to South America. Some boat, maybe it's a Coast Guard or something. I don't know. Somebody that can Google, look it up. Who cares? Some military boat had to be sent over to South America for something. And the Navy said, Trump, we don't want to do it. We don't want to do that. So and Trump was like, no, we have to do it as a show of strength or something. Then there was a huge breakout of COVID on that boat. And I think they had to go to the very country they were supposed to be like surveilling or some shit like that. You don't remember that?
No, not really. I don't remember that one.
Fucking boat.
The results collected before the political conventions started earlier this month appear to undercut claims from the president that his support among military is strong. It's strong.
Yay.
Thanks to, here it is, thanks to big defense budget increases in recent years. He really thinks, you know, hey, look at all the money I gave the military. Look at, like, they give it to them.
But and also, haven't some people in the military said, what they're giving us is not necessarily what we need or want?
Oh, right. Some of those tanks and shit or something. The military was like, we don't want those. We don't need those. Trump's like, I'm giving you all these new missiles.
God. They're like, we don't want them, man.
The latest results, nearly half have an 49.9% have an unfavorable view of the president.
Yay!
Compared to 37% who have a favorable view.
Right. By the way,
among all,
I would say that ship I mentioned earlier was a USS Kidd. It was doing a drug trafficking operation near South America. And so they had a huge outbreak. Crazy.
But I mean, as far as his popularity with the military, that specific thing with that captain turned him off the military by firing that captain for not having done anything wrong except publicize the problems that they were having and being ignored.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a steady decline, it says here, in the military popularity of him.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Even though it's still better than Obama.
What?
They didn't like Obama.
God. You know, the Navy told them. The crazy thing with Trump is he says he likes the generals, but the Navy told him with the USS Kidd that they shouldn't do it, that they shouldn't go out there because of the COVID. And he said, yeah, we have to go out there as a show of force.
Right.
And the very thing that they told him would happen, happened. And so, like, why doesn't he just listen to them?
He doesn't care.
He didn't give a fuck.
How does it affect him? How does
Know. It's just, guys, the whole election, he just caterwauled about how much he loved the generals, and he really doesn't, you know.
So that's the headline, the Drudge, the more troops for Biden. Another interesting, the next, you know, the Drudge has, like, the headlines, and then it has three columns of just links.
Yes. It's a good business.
Rightmost length top headline. Erect penis to be shown on British TV for the first time. This is
we're back, baby. We beat COVID.
This is a headline.
Put that hard dick on TV. Fuck you, coronavirus.
This is the Sun in the US. So, you know.
Hello.
Erection night.
What?
Erect Willy to appear on television for the first time tonight on Channel 4 documentary Me and My Penis. An erect Willy will appear on television for the first time tonight, breaking one of the final broadcasting taboos.
What happens when we see it? Is there fireworks?
Edgy Channel 4 documentary Me and My Penis contains photos and footage of 8 stiffies.
Me and my penis will be filmed 8 different on a date different.
Fellas
occasions.
Are seen posing for naked portraits as they discuss a series of male issues. And in one scene, a well endowed subject stands to attention in explicit close up shots. A well-endowed subject gets a close-up dick shot.
How did you pitch this to the network?
A TV insider says this shatters one of the final no-go areas on terrestrial TV because regulations forbid an erect penis being shown in a sexual context. But as these aroused private parts are shown in an entirely artistic content, filming them doesn't break any rules.
I'm making art here.
Channel 4 also clearly feel that in more open-minded times, there's likely to be fewer complaints from viewers particularly as the show airs at 10 p.m., which is well after the watershed.
Well, also, I mean, listen, whatever, however you feel about this, that they make a good point. You know, it's on TV, it's after 10, and if you don't want to watch the show about hard dicks, you can watch something else, can't you?
Sure.
You do not have to watch the show about hard dicks. I think it would be kind of funny if the UK was requiring everyone to watch that. That might be hilarious, but, you know, sadly they aren't. I want to pitch me show to you. I want to do a show about my dick. Hard, but in on such sexual instance.
I mean, really, what is...
What's the story?
I guess you're just into it.
It's a day in the life of my hard dick. How long is the documentary? 8 inches?
I don't have that information.
We'll TiVo that.
So that's one of the headlines over at the Drudge Report.
That's exciting for whoever is in this, I guess. Do you have a viewing party? Do you go over to somebody's house?
Of your own penis or of the documentary?
You must come over. Larry's on TV tonight.
Maybe you can get Mr. Well Endowed Subject to show up at your party.
Oh, absolutely. These guys will do conferences. Hi, come on the Big Dick Conference.
So there you go. Erect Willie.
I'm just thinking about how it would be like if you're doing if this was in some sort of like convention kind of thing, if you're in the Big Dick Convention or whatever this fame you get from this, you just stand there all day, but you have to take like handfuls of Viagra, and then one day your fucking heart just blows up. But your dick is still erect.
So,
that's weird.
There you go. Thanks for listening, everybody.
I mean, can you zoom that, or do you have to go in? I mean, is that a
documentary?
I know,
it's
I know.
Be on television,
I understand that, but okay, yeah. We were talking about. We just made the festival part up.
Yes.
Damn. You can attend by Zoom. Wear a mask.
There's one headline over the Drudge: tweet storm.
No, no.
Trump had a crazy weekend of tweeting. He must do nothing, or it must have been raining, or he wasn't able to go go golfing.
Do you think he spends most of the time thinking, God, he's just mad at somebody because they're mad at him about something shitty he did? That's his day.
Yes.
Cool.
Every day's Festivus. Mm-hmm. The governor of Wisconsin, you know, Trump's talking about going to Kenosha. That's going to be fucking great. That's going to help so much.
Go. What do you think he should go, or should he not go?
So now the governor is telling him to fuck off.
Right, right.
Nicer. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers on Sunday asked President Trump to, quote, reconsider the upcoming visit to Kenosha.
Please don't come. That's what he's saying to you, Donald. Understand he's talking to the president, so he has to sound diplomatic. But what he means is, do not come to the state, please.
I, along with other community leaders who have reached out, are concerned about what your presence will mean for Kenosha and our state. I'm concerned your presence will only hinder our healing. I'm concerned your presence will only delay our work to overcome division and move forward together.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm approaching it like this. I might send him a note privately and say, we can't guarantee your safety. Please don't come.
Secret Service.
Oh, God. Yeah, because this will make him come, though. Now he's going to want to come because of this.
Well, right, because it's a Democrat.
Yeah, this is the best. This is going to end up with him there. He'll be there.
God, this was a little asterisk in that story over at the Sun.
Yeah.
It's called the Mull of Kintyre rule.
The Mull of Kintyre.
Kintyre.
Okay. Kintyre.
From Scotland.
Nine!
And they called it that the unofficial guideline used by publishers and the media in the UK to decide what degree of an erection an image of a man's penis can be shown. It's kind of an urban legend about how
what
angle constitutes too hard.
Oh, so we're okay. Great.
It's kind of an urban legend.
I hate geometry, but this is geometry, right?
But it's because one of the Scottish peninsula, it's almost an island.
No pun intended.
The Mull of Kintyre.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like a semi erect dick.
What about Florida?
It's even got balls.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, wait. Okay. What is the acceptable?
I don't know. There's no number.
90. 100. Well, wait. Okay. A straight line is 180, right?
According to an urban legend, the unofficial guideline was used by publishers in the media in the UK to decide what degree of an erection can be shown.
I think it would have to be anywhere from 75 degrees to 180, right?
From the shape of the Mull of Kintyre Peninsula in Scotland. Which somewhat represents a flaccid penis.
We in this country,
I'm sure the people, the Mull of Kintyre, are thrilled that's what they're known for.
I mean, even outside this country, this coronavirus is still a problem. I'm just saying, it's
is it?
Yeah, these guys are like, much of a hard dick can I put on British television? On British television?
Well, they had the same thing here. I'm sure you can't. I don't think you can even show a non-hard willy on regular telly.
This show is in a documentary. When is it going to get in the shows, the BBC, that I like to watch? Like any of those detective shows. When do you get a hard dick in those shows? You can only have it in the documentary.
That's what you need, some nice stately old...
some poor fucking English actor.
Some old English actor.
I'm 87 years old! Why do I have to be the same with this bloke?
I worked at the RSC for all these years, and now I've got to pop a Viagra to shoot a stiffy scene for some shitty British procedural.
Michael Caine is like, I can't get hold. Ian McKellen is like, it's the hardest scene I've ever shot in X-Men. Literally.
1,885 new cases today in Florida.
Yay, good.
But testing is way down. That's the thing. But testing is way down. Okay. 68 new deaths today, which is horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
One death is horrible, but 68 deaths in a state is horrible.
I think I put up a story earlier today about the increase, the positivity rate increase since we started stage two, which I don't even understand how that's a measure here. Like, you know, because we have stage one and we have stage two, and I think it's just the different businesses are allowed to be open,
right,
in different stages. But here, that's a weird thing because, you have all that. But then you also like, there's all these loopholes. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you serve food? Do you have outdoor seating?
Right.
And so somebody puts out a picnic table and a hot dog truck next to a strip club that doesn't need to be named for the purposes of this. You know, I don't know. And now they're just fine. So, like, the idea of, like, what phase one and phase two mean here is weird. It doesn't mean shit.
Right.
Just everybody just open. But just, you know, we're just aware that there's a lot of it out there. And some people are wearing masks.
Thoughts and prayers to Michael Flynn. Had a bad court decision today.
Damn! But wait, things are going great for him, like really great.
The appeals court has rejected the Justice Department effort to shut down the Michael Flynn case. Now remember, he pleaded guilty and then was sentenced to like nothing, very little.
Yes.
But before he was supposed to go to serve his very little time, Trump pardoned him. Yes.
Okay.
And no wait, Trump hasn't pardoned this guy yet. I'm getting my stories confused.
Trump pardoned
Stone.
Yeah, Roger Stone.
This guy will get pardoned, but we're waiting for the final decision on this guy. What happened was he then some lunatic Trumpists,
yes,
got a hold of him. Some conspiracy crazies.
Yeah.
Literally, because now he's tweeting all QAnon shit. Flynn and his son.
Michael Flynn is tweeting QAnon.
They're both tweeting QAnon shit. But
Michael Flynn was a general.
Yes. So Flynn then got these new lawyers who decided that they were somehow going to say that they want the whole thing thrown out in retro. And then Billy Barr does something that no one's ever done before. And the Justice Department comes out and says, you know what? We're just going to drop the charges against him.
Even though they pled guilty and they had it.
Right.
It was actually.
Right.
The word is
so
finished.
It was done.
Finished. Done.
We were waiting for sentencing. That's it. And it's then all of a sudden the Justice Department decides, you know, we're going to drop the whole deal. And now this one main judge that's been running that trial,
yes,
said, I want some information as to what's going on here. Because he basically came out and said, I don't trust you. You said that there was no collusion in the Mueller report and that the Mueller report exonerated Trump. I read the Mueller report. Why should we trust you? Why should I trust the Justice Department's reasoning for dropping these charges against Flynn? So he said, I am going to appoint an advocate, which is a retired judge who is going to make the argument of the other side.
Against Flynn.
That says, yeah, you can't do this. This is why he's not able to do this.
But the judge could just sign off on this and they'd be done, right?
That's what they want, yeah. And that's what they're expecting.
Did they not figure on the judge not wanting this on his fucking tombstone?
Well, the judge is like, wait a second. You pleaded guilty to this.
Yeah.
Twice.
Well, yes, I did.
I don't want to put my fucking
lock
name
her up.
On this.
Yeah, lock her up.
You want to put your, if you're a judge, you don't want to put your name on that.
So then they said, well, this judge can't do that. and they sued. And then the lower court said, well, yeah, he can.
Yeah.
And then they appealed, and now the appeals court, the federal appeals court, has declined to order the criminal case dismissed. Instead, it ruled that the judge can hear the arguments about the Justice Department's motivations for dropping the case. So that means the Justice Department is going to have to tell us, why are you dropping these charges? And someone else is going to argue against them as to why this motherfucker got away with more than he should have, because he was cooperating, remember?
And the tough
cooperating.
And the way they were doing it before the judge fucked everything up was great, because they didn't really have to explain why they were doing it, because it absolutely makes no sense. So what are they going
to
say?
So it was 8-2.
What are they going to say in this hearing, though?
In the U.S. Court of Appeals,
yeah,
for the D.C. Circuit, keeping alive the DOJ case that the attorney general's tried to have dropped since May.
Yeah.
The judge, the court also refused to remove the judge. They tried to get the judge removed. He's biased. He's a Democrat or something. He's in there. They're like, no.
The thing about it is, if you're going to... You had the guy. He's guilty. Now you want to drop the charge. There must be a crazy ass fucking what reason could there be to do that? Like,
so, in response to Barr's move this spring, Sullivan ordered, that's the judge, U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan, he appointed a retired federal judge to look into whether political motives had any bearing on the Justice Department's decision and to argue those findings in court.
Isn't this process ultimately going to make it harder for Trump to pardon Flynn? Because now we're going to hear the argument from this appointed judge. They're going to lay out the reasons why there should. And then Trump's going to say, your pardon. And then people will say, what about what that judge said? And he will say, you know, go fuck yourself.
The two dissenters are the same two Republican appointees, Karen Henderson, appointed by G.H.W. Bush, and Trump appointee Naomi Rao, who is woefully unqualified. We remember.
Oh, come on, Pat.
And she had shared all kinds of like racist and wasn't she the one who was like women should stay at home kind of stuff? Or you know, I mean, all kinds of crazy shit.
I don't remember this person.
I think she was a horrific, one of the horrific choices to be named to the Lifetime Appellate Court.
God, you know, our whole like thing is just fucked up. You know, the government and everything. It's just really fucked up. It really needs like, if Biden, when Biden is, what is he going to do to make, is he going to debug the White House or something?
I don't know what he's going to have to do. Rao espoused advanced extreme ideological views since college. She advocates against the right of sexual assault victims and would be particularly disturbing to confirm her for the vacancy, blah, blah, blah. She
advocates against rights assault victims have.
As a college student, she made several alarming comments about date rape. She suggested sexual assault victims are partly to blame for being assaulted, and that some women make false rape allegations to avoid accepting responsibility for their actions.
Holy shit. Jesus Christ. Somebody show her that movie with Jodie Foster in it or something.
She also attacked a campus group called Women's Center, which she called Yale's effort to placate women by institutionalizing their concerns. It's a feminist group.
Institutionalized. Oh my God. So you're saying like something like feminism or Black Lives Matter or some blanket like that, whatever that includes, has a way of institutionalizing your beliefs so that meaning confining them. What does that mean?
She also wrote, women should be able to realize themselves as human beings without identifying themselves as a marginalized group. They are a marginalized group in our society. They have no choice. That's like the black people not identifying any of their problems with their race. They can't wash it off again. They cannot off their color.
Blue lives doesn't matter. There are no blue lives unless you're on Nambi. What was the planet in the movie James Cameron directed?
Or you're taking
Avatar.
Navi. Or you're taking blue. A lot of colloidal silver.
Yeah.
True liberation cannot come from coddling and support sessions. The real world The real world will simply not wait for women to come out of therapy. This is a woman.
This is insanity. Right. This is like, okay, so you're acknowledging that there's been oppression and sexism and misogyny and all that shit on women. Sorry, you better, chop chop with that therapy.
She defended women who opted to have families rather than careers in extreme terms by writing that not all women can be reduced, quote, to the Hillary Clinton bitch model.
I hate this person.
She's there. We just read about her being one of the two on an 8-2 court that said Mikey Flynn can't have the charges just vaporize and go away.
Does Joe Biden, when he's elected, who is there anyone there? I mean, we got to get rid of this coronavirus. But is there anybody there going through these judges and thinking this person is not qualified?
I hope so.
We got to impeach them.
This is from civilrights.org. This is the what they put out to try to prevent her from being confirmed, and she was. troubling views on race is the next paragraph with multiple bullet points. The next hostility to LGBTQ rights.
Yeah, bullet points.
Offensive views on disability rights, anti-environmental views, hostile to women's reproductive freedom. She holds anti-choice views. This is the judge that was confirmed. So there you go.
So if you're in a wheelchair,
I just saw that name. I didn't mean to go off on that.
That's okay.
Way too long tangent,
that,
but
that is justifiable tangent. And so if you're in a wheelchair and you're looking at stairs, this person just wants you to do your best.
You shouldn't have gotten in a wheelchair.
You don't have the, yeah. You should have thought about that.
So back to Flynn. Those were the two dissenters.
Okay.
This Naomi Rao, the asshole we just talked about, and Karen Henderson, appointed by H.W. Bush.
Amazing.
Flynn admitted he lied to the FBI in 2016 about contacts with Russia's then U.S. ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. However, after twice pleading guilty, Flynn suddenly withdrew his plea weeks before his scheduled sentencing.
Shit.
He's the only Trump administration official to face criminal charges in connection with special counsel Mueller's probe into the Russian election matter.
Right, right.
He was forced to resign on February 2017, spent less than a month in the role of NSA.
Well, you know, but he was warned. They warned, you know, all this money that has been spent to look into Mike Flynn. It's a little, I understand that when we have spies and shit, it takes money. You got to spend all this money to get the evidence, to figure out who they are, to expose them and all this shit. But we were told.
We're told.
About Mike Flynn. Like, somebody came up to Trump and said, hey.
His name was Obama.
Yeah. The guy that was president.
Obama said, you can't hire this Flynn guy. There's a lot of problems there.
Yeah, yeah. So. Anyway, I don't know. It's frustrating me. Like, why all these resources on this? Why are we going through this?
See, now we know what Obama should have done is said, I love Mike Flynn. You should hire him.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump would have been like, what's wrong with that Mike Flynn guy? I'm not going to hire that motherfucker.
Do you think Michelle and Obama and Barack argued over that tactic one morning at breakfast? Michelle wanting him to use that, and then
no,
they didn't argue about that.
No, Michelle doesn't want to get involved in that shit. So there you go.
Yeah. You think Michelle was like, please don't wear that tan suit. They are going to lose their shit.
Probably not. Who would have thought?
I know.
Who would have considered that a thing? I mean,
when you go to the deli today, do not ask for the Grey Poupon. These
again,
guys
that,
in box.
And who was it that said?
How dare that black man want fancy mustard?
Was it?
On his
I think
sandwich.
It was the frothy mixture of fecal matter and semen guy, Rick Santorum.
That's a name I haven't heard for quite
I
some
think
time.
He was the guy that said when Obama said, "I think everybody should go to college. Everyone should be able to go to college." And he's like, "What a snob! What a snob!" He thinks everyone must go to college. What a snob. What about the regular people like the Republicans hate? I mean, like we pretend to love.
You know, these right-wing nutjob bastard politicians. Just stop and go sell somebody a used car or go. What else could they do that's not government that would suit them? That would not to belittle used car salesmen. But what else could Republicans do other than fuck the country up? Is there something else they could do with their time than be in government?
I'd probably go off and be financed once. Or whatever. I mean,
that's easier. Do that, guys.
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. You don't really have to.
Once you're elected, it's pretty smooth sailing.
That's true. That's true.
And if you've got a dumb enough gerrymandered to look like a jizz stain district, then you're safe. Jim Jordan, what is he? Jim Jordan's not challenged right now in his district. Matt Gaetz, as much as we like Phil Ayer, is probably going to cruise to a pretty significant easy victory here in the Florida's
Who's
first.
Worse?
I hope not.
Who's worse, Jim Jordan or Matt Gaetz?
I think Jordan. I don't know that Gaetz ever allowed sexual assault or abuse to happen and ignored it.
That's true. I don't. I mean,
got that whole son thing.
The DUI
a little weird
thing.
And creepy. But
I mean, what's? I mean, you know, there is danger. There is. You know, you can't have some guy like running around jacking off. But Matt Gaetz does. He didn't care about the DUIs. That's a dangerous thing.
Well, I think that's, I hope he's not still out DUIing, but,
why,
but,
why not?
But the problem is the, that his father obviously made them go away. You know what? I need to read the story about that.
There's some investigation
about that cop or something, because there was a reason that that police officer was then fired.
Yeah.
For some reason, the guy that arrested Gates,
right,
for DUI suddenly was kicked fired off the force or something.
There's, don't worry about that.
Not if you shoot a black person. You're put on vacation, essentially, paid leave.
Go on a cruise while we sort this out.
But
or if you're Kyle Rittenhouse, go home. Here's your gun and your bullets. Don't worry about it. We'll be in touch.
The president isn't going to weigh in on that.
But he will pardon him.
The president's not going to weigh in on that.
This is what I'm worried about. I don't know how fast the wheels of justice will spin with this Kyle shit, or there might not be any justice. Probably not. Let's say he goes to trial for murder. He's found guilty. And they sentence him to death or life or what the fuck ever. Is he pardoned?
Maybe.
What will that do?
Well, I don't know if it'll...
What will that do to this country?
But I don't know if that's going to happen in the time.
Oh, yeah. There's not enough time.
Like, you know, these murder charges and shit like that get dragged on forever. So, I mean, there's... First of all, no way it's going to happen before the election.
Yeah.
And I would even be amazed if it happened before January 21st.
You think Biden will pardon him?
No.
President.
The fear that reigns under this president doesn't stop at our shores. The Kremlin has put bounties on the heads of American soldiers. And instead of telling Vladimir Putin that there'll be no putting up with this, that there'll be a heavy price to pay, they dare touch an American soldier. This president doesn't even bring up the subject in his multiple phone calls with Putin. Been reported that Russian forces just attacked American troops in Syria, injuring our service members. Did you hear the president say a single word? Did he lift one finger?
If he, I don't know if he's doing a teleprompter, but either way,
yeah,
he's doing great.
I'm listening to him.
If he's doing a teleprompter, he's reading it and making it conversational, like he's not reading from a teleprompter. Unlike the president.
I would rather him be president. I really would.
Oh, do you think?
And I mean that. I really
No,
mean
here's
that.
Here's a contrast.
Oh, God.
American political discourse. The left's war on police, faith, history, and American values is tearing our country apart, which is what they want. They think it's good, but it's gotten out of control. They're unable to control this radical left crazy movement, but we can control it very quickly. Very, very quickly indeed.
They can't control. They can't control this radical left crazy movement.
Please, please don't launch any bombs and don't let him do anything. Please don't let him do anything, everybody. Anybody. That...
The only path to unity is to rebuild a shared national identity focused on common American values and virtues.
Oh, that's so Stephen Miller. That just reeks of Stephen Miller's.
Why does that sound creepy?
Essence.
Man? Oh, God. Yeah. Essence. He said essence. Ugh.
No, I said essence.
Oh, essence. The essence of Stephen Miller.
It reeks of the essence of Stephen Miller. Oh,
yeah. The only path to unity is to rebuild a shared national identity focused on common American values and virtues, of which we have plenty. This includes restoring patriotic education in our nation's schools, where they're trying to change everything that we've learned.
This is like a fourth grader reading something out loud.
Stop! We can't do this for four more years! Can we? What is this? What is he talking about? So our kids, they have to learn Trump American history. Oh, God.
Let me begin with a brief update on the China virus over the...
There you go. That's how he opened it.
That's not racist.
The China virus.
That helps. That, hey, we're all in this together.
In America, we will never surrender to mob rule, because if the mob rules, democracy is indeed dead. The reason we're continuing to see violence in left-wing cities today is that liberal politicians, mayors, prosecutors, and judges are refusing to enforce the law and put the rioters in jail. These are rioters. These are dangerous people. These are killers. They kill a lot of people.
No, zero evidence that there have been a lot of people killed.
Listen to this man. They kill a lot of people. Who does he say? He sounds like someone that was famous in sitcoms or something in the 70s right now. I can't quite put my finger on it. I mean, this guy.
These are dangerous people. These are killers. They kill a lot of people. And they don't even think about it. They wake up the next morning. They don't even think about it.
He's off the teleprompter when he says shit like that. You'll know. How does he know? They go to bed. They wake up. They don't even care. They don't even know about it. They brush their teeth.
This is weird. He has like a similar like cadence to we've talked about this guy before. And before I say this, I know this is a deep ass cut, but there used to be a show called MASH.
Well, it was a pretty popular show. It's really old.
Yeah. There's a character, I think it was towards the end of MASH, that Hawkeye was committed. And do you remember the doctor that talked to Hawkeye all the time, a shrink?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying that guy.
Dr. Elliot
was a great guy. His character, I'm sure, was a great guy. Just Trump and Elliot sometimes have similar, like, cadences.
About it. They wake up the next morning. They don't even think about it. This is the extreme left's agenda for America. They want to appoint radical prosecutors, judges, and federal officials who will set criminals free.
I'm wrong.
Their stated plan is to cut police funding, abolish cash bail, close down prisons, re-educate our children.
Okay, hold on.
Police funding.
Wait.
What's wrong with abolishing cash bail?
Their stated plan is to cut police funding.
Yes. And reroute it, and especially cut funding for all the weapons of war and the tanks.
And
the armored personnel carriers and all that shit that you don't need. Yes, that's getting cut.
I mean, and really, if you're a voter, if I'm a voter, I'm listening to a politician, I need the guy to say, the police, the way we're doing it now, is very bad. I think we should not be satisfied with this. At the minimum, the guy needs to say that, right? I mean, that's not even crazy. Is it crazy to look in the news and think, ooh, our cops could do a lot better, right? Our cops could do a lot better than fucking, what, they attack the people from Riot Kitchen?
Oh, he wants them to do better. He wants them to just shoot to kill all the protesters.
That's not better!
Who are rioters. There's no protesters, by the way. It's rioters. The rioters.
It's not better. I mean, to him, it's better, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Well, great.
Abolish cash bail?
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Because cash bail fucks poor people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trump can do whatever he wants and come up with millions of dollars of bail. Some asshole cop grabs some black kid off the street because he smells like weed. That kid's going to be in jail for a long time. Just waiting to get bail, to get out,
you know,
because,
man,
they can't afford it.
Yeah, and you know, and you have to do things like, you make deals, you know what I mean? There's all kinds of things. You have the bail, then you can get probation. And then,
well, it's a revenue generator, because then they say, well, you come up with the money, or you then they want plea deals.
Yeah.
That's how our system is really fucked right now, is the prosecutors... It's a for-profit business.
Why are we
They want plea
deals.
Deals. They
Why
want
aren't...
plea deals so they can find people and they can get another check mark next to their prosecutor win column.
But there shouldn't, like, if there's a deal to be made, to me that translates that the prosecution of this isn't right. There's something that's not being accounted for.
Right.
And this guy shouldn't be sentenced the way he is. And why are they doing a deal? Why don't they make it
Because
right?
they can't afford it, or
Do
the,
it right.
They know how the system is fucked against them. And that you know, if they try to fight it, they may get no deal and end up in jail for nothing.
You know, it's crazy.
Like real jail, prison.
Yeah. To me, the crazy thing has always been is that there's all these guys that do these crazy ass white collar crimes.
Yeah.
And the trickle down of that is usually bad, right? There's a lot of victims and shit like that. Those are the guys that don't go to jail.
Right. Right. That's the whole point.
How many people do a dude walking around, let's say a guy is walking around with, you know, I don't know, a fuck ton of Percocets in his pocket that he's selling. Now, he shouldn't be doing that. That's bad. People get addicted to those. They fucking die. But I guarantee you, the white-collar crime dude is fucking people worse.
You can't convince him of that.
God. Abolish cash bail.
Yes.
Close down prisons.
Yes.
Yeah!
Especially the for-profit ones. Needs to go. Not be a business. What? At all.
And like,
illegal.
Yeah.
No more for-profit prisons.
But dude, if you can say, okay, we have coronavirus. A prison is not a great place to be with this coronavirus. So what we're going to do, we're going to empty out some of the people that we feel like can leave. So the coronavirus will spread less in prisons. And that's what they did.
Right.
My question would be, why were those people that you let out there in the first place? The only reason you're letting them out is because there's a pandemic. I mean, there's a reason you're letting them out.
Right.
If there's a reason you're saying these people can be okay outside of prison, but these other people can't.
Right, right.
On prisons, re-educate our children, preach in America.
Yes, re-educate. No, educate our children.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
The problem is they're not educated. We're not re-educating them. We want them educated. Otherwise, they grow up and they vote Trump.
Yeah, they do boat caravans and shit like that. They go on, they get in their pickup trucks and they drive to Seattle with their guns and fucking shit.
President, are you giving any consideration, or did you give any consideration to the governor and mayor's request not to come to Kenosha tomorrow?
No, because Kenosha...
No! Did you give any consideration to the governor's and mayor's request to not go to Kenosha tomorrow? The governor of the state and the mayor of this town said, please don't go. Did you give that any consideration? Oh, fuck no.
I don't... Number one, I don't give consideration to anybody. Maybe a banker.
Governor and mayor's request not to come to Kenosha tomorrow.
No, because Kenosha was something we did a good job when the governor didn't want us there. He didn't want the National Guard, as you know. He was very reluctant, but I give him credit because ultimately he said yes. And as soon as he said yes, the problem ended. But I have to see the people that did such a good job for me, and we're meeting with numerous people, and we have tremendous support in the state of Wisconsin.
He wants a photo op in the streets of Kenosha.
With the Nazis.
Look at how I tamp down all the brown people.
Well, is it Kyle Rittenhouse is still in jail, right?
Yeah.
So there's no way he's going to have a photo.
He's got like $2 million bail or something like that, or a couple million dollars. Yeah.
Well, I checked in on his GoFundMe thing or whatever, the Christian one, the Christian-based GoFundMe that doesn't have a problem with it. I think he's at like $250,000, so he's got a ways to go.
Concerns, though, that it could exacerbate tensions and increase violence. Do you give any consideration
to
that?
Well, it could also increase enthusiasm. And it could increase love and respect for our country. And that's why I'm going, because they did a fantastic job. As soon as...
I love how he's saying they did a fantastic job, which means I did a fantastic job. He's going to do a victory lap.
I don't think these right-wing nut jobs that support Trump need to increase their enthusiasm. I think they're pretty fucking enthusiastic.
Your trip to Kenosha could exacerbate tension and increase violence. Well, it could also increase enthusiasm, increase love and respect for our country. It's just not.
What happens when the open carry loons that are there, I don't know, are they still there when they're there and the president comes? Will they be allowed to watch him holding their guns? Or will the Secret Service say, hey, you can't be there?
We're looking at all of it. That was an interesting situation. You saw the same tape as I saw.
And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation.
There you go. There you go. Which side is Trump on? What a shocker.
He's not allowed to do that.
They chased him, and they violently attacked him.
That right now, and it's under investigation. But I guess he was in very big trouble. He would have been. He probably would have been killed. But it's under investigation.
Do you think private citizens should be taking guns?
I'd like to see law enforcement take care of everything. I think everything should be taken care of, law enforcement. But again, we have to give our cops back, our police back, their dignity, the respect. They're very talented people.
Give them back their dignity.
They're very talented.
They do a perfect job of stripping themselves of their dignity.
I thought
with their behavior.
You know, based on I haven't watched every season of West Wing, probably, and I'm not totally caught up with House of Cards. I mean, I've watched a lot of fucking Law and Order, and I know that. A president is...
You watched the end of House of Cards.
Am I caught up?
Yeah, the last season where it was just her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Shit. Infinitely. Yeah. God, what if Robert... See, our thing is, you're going to have a Trump, it's going to be like Robin Wright Penn. And she's going to be smart, or he's going to be smart.
Right, right.
And the next guy is going to fuck us straight in the face, and it's going to be good night, you know? That's it. This guy at least is stupid.
Big news.
Jeez.
Breaking news.
This just in.
Deanna Lorraine wanted to take a few days off, visit some friends in Florida before she went out to California, got her stuff, and moved to Texas to co-host shows with us here. Knocking it out of the park. Folks love her. We love her. She's smart. Does a great job. Known her for years.
Deanna Lorraine is moving from California to Texas to co-host shows over in Alex Jones's basement.
I want to make a prediction. I want to make a fucking prediction here, and it's going to make me sound like an asshole. And listen, I've seen Deanna Lorraine's show. I'm not saying... Are they fucking?
Who? Alex?
Alex and Deanna Lorraine. Yeah.
God. Oh, God.
Isn't he dating someone?
He's married.
Yeah. God. Hey, you know, Deanna, if you are fucking him, please call him to the Crab Diving Podcast or send us a note. I want to interview you because I want to know how you sleep with... You sleep with both eyes closed? I mean, next time, are you nervous? He sleeps with restraints, right? Surely the state won't allow someone to share a bed with Alex Jones. It just doesn't seem like a safe... thing, prospector.
Let's see. Don't forget Faithless Friday, everybody. Well, I save up some Jesus-y stories.
God,
sometimes.
That's exciting. How much do you think Alex is paying her? Because we know she's making like $1,200 a month on that Patreon, right?
$400 a month.
$400 a month. Making. How much is Alex Jones paying Deanna Lorraine to work?
I don't know. It's got to be worth
is
her
paying?
Moving to Texas.
Or is it it's an ad deal. You can be on my network and you get, you know, whatever ads you bring in. You get,
yeah. You get for every bottle of horny goat roo you sell.
Shit.
We'll give you some. I can't give you much salary, but we'll give you a piece of the affiliate sales.
Hey, fuck it. You want to be on InfoWars? Just kidding.
Let's see, what's this?
His children love him. And I don't believe, like, for example, Ivanka is a psychopath. And how is it Ivanka loves him and all of his children love him as much as they do if he's a psychopath?
What logic is that?
No. Okay.
This is
number one.
This is Glenn trying to explain why all of a sudden he decided he loves him some Trump.
Number one, let's hear what he's wearing. What's he wearing? Could you describe it?
A black pullover sweater with, I can't see what the logo is, some weird diamond design, but it's just like a plain navy blue pullover. He's not too crazy today. Okay. No glasses, no hat, accessories, nothing.
No scarf.
No. This is, of course, from Right Wing Watch.
Casual Glenn.
I felt so bad about what I said, how I said things in 2016. And I've been feeling this way for a couple of days during this convention. And I just feel like I need to apologize to his children. Because I can't imagine. I mean, I just had Donald Trump Jr. on with us. And I can't imagine. He acted like we were old friends. I can't imagine they didn't have several conversations about me at the dinner table on some of the things that I said.
They know, but he was talking about
you.
That was the problem, Glenn. You were unhappy pants because nobody was paying attention to you during that whole debacle. Because Trump was occupying your lunatic space.
They don't know you. They don't know you. They don't think about you. And let's think about this for a second. Okay. Trump is a psychopath, or Ivanka is. Let's say Ivanka is a psychopath. She very well could love Trump, and vice versa. They could just be a whole family of psychopaths that are fucking in love with each other, with a bunch of bodies buried in the basement.
Well, and what evidence do we have that they love him?
None. None.
Where are all the scenes of the warm family get-togethers and the holidays and everybody enjoying everyone's company that you would always see from the Obamas and from every other normal family that lived in the White House?
Think about it from Eric Trump. Eric Trump loves his dad, do you think?
No.
Okay. Well, never mind.
Ivana, the mother, said Trump had nothing to do with those children until they were out of college. College.
Eric, if you are listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, podcasting app, you are the one he doesn't like.
They love the millions of dollars that they had to do nothing to be in control of, just like their father did.
Is it true?
Nothing.
Is it true Donald Trump Jr. got a better spot on the speaking thing for the RNC than Eric?
No.
What?
No, Don Jr. was on the first night.
Yeah.
With
Kimberly.
With Kim.
The
remember?
Best is yet to come!
That craziness? And Eric was on... Wasn't he on the last night? Same night as his dad? I thought
yeah.
that was.
Oh, well.
And as Ivanka?
I had a dumb fucking theory. Now it doesn't make sense. Hey, are people still filming those?
I could be wrong.
The best is yet to come thing?
No.
I wanted to do one. That's so funny. The best is
Glenn,
yet to come.
That's Glenn Beck.
Thank you, Glenn.
Explaining.
Thank you. It makes sense.
To us all.
There's nothing sad or pathetic or, fucking just shameful about you having to do an apology tour for daring to speak out against this fucking Hitler that occupies the White House. Good for you. Congratulations.
Bang up job, guys.
Yeah, really. Your wife has no problem fucking you after she listens to this drivel. Enjoy.
But it was nice listening to Joe Biden speak like a normal human being, right? For 30 seconds.
It was jarring. It was wonderful. And you know, we could have that. Or we could have this guy that could start a nuclear war or could not start a nuclear war as long as somebody is Johnny on the spot with those Adderalls.
They want to destroy this country and everything that we have fought for and hold dear. They want to steal your liberty, your freedom. They want to control what you see and think and believe so that they can control how you live. They want to enslave you to the weak, dependent, liberal, victim ideology to the point that you will not recognize this country or yourself. They want to destroy this country and everything that we have fought.
That's on a loop. It's not. I thought that was the last bit.
Is that Kimberly?
That's of course Kim Guilfoyle.
Yes. God damn, that is some Nazi shit, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream, the best.
Biden, you must go. Biden, 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 Biden.
Biden.
all of that fits. All of that makes sense there.
There you go.
That is that was night one. Night one!
Yeah, one or two. But I think Eric had the better.
Oh, yeah?
Closer to the end.
Okay. Why? Jeez. Donald, I have to question that. Eric is clearly the lesser of your kids. I mean, you know, I don't know about the other one. He doesn't count. He's a kid, but.
Well, here's a great headline.
Eric sucks.
People line up in record numbers at Bay Area Food Bank.
Oh, okay. Wait, is that a positive headline?
No. No, 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 no.
I'm worried about this. Now,
Missouri reports record number of COVID deaths in a single day.
Impossible.
Philly mayor apologizes after getting caught eating inside restaurant.
Even though you're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, that's a thing. But
South Korea puts force of law behind masks, quarantines, and contact tracing.
Hey, they sound like they don't want to fucking die. What a bunch of pussies.
A Zoom Thanksgiving? Summer could give way to a bleaker fall.
Oh, okay. A bleaker. God. Bleaker.
Mexican beach resort tries to lure tourists back?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the word, when someone says bleak, to me, I always associate that with weather. But if you're using it for something that's happening in a non-weather sense, it sounds very...
bleak.
Ominous. Yeah. Bleak. It sounds sad. I don't like it.
So there's the COVID rundown over at the Drudge Report of the headlines.
Yeah.
The COVID headlines over there.
Right, right. I mean, or if we were actually, I don't know, pretending that it's out there, that would just be the headlines because we would just be talking about this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The RNC, they aren't concerned about it. They didn't say a lot about it, right? Or did they? Did anybody talk about it? Or?
About the COVID? No, just how they've beaten it.
Okay.
Which is utterly ridiculous.
That actually makes the story you just did not make sense, right? In Missouri. That doesn't sound like beating it.
Another story. The swearing in of new citizens often makes news in the U.S., especially if it happens in unusual circumstances, like the party's national convention. Much less reported are the many citizenship renunciations by Americans. Almost all those giving up their U.S. nationality are expats, and for each renouncer going through the ordeal, there are countless others thinking about it.
They're leaving.
One recent press release has caused quite a stir. It suggested that after a steep decline in recent years, renunciations in the first half of this year have soared.
Damn.
More than twice as many as gave up their passport in all of the year before. Everybody is trying to get the fuck out of this country and never come back and burning their passports, trying to get citizenship in other countries.
Hey, dickheads that gave your money to Steve Bannon and his wacky friends to build that wall. How does this story sit with you? We don't need a wall.
Get me the fuck out of here.
No one wants to be here.
Trust me, if Trump wins re-election, that number
is going to skyrocket. I mean, sometimes it feels like we're just really fucked.
Yeah. We've got, we've only got about 15 minutes left here in the big show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yay. Danke.
Joe Biden is basically the Loch Ness Monster of the swamp.
Yeah. Joe Biden has, listen, Matt, I got it. That was Matt Gaetz, right?
John Jr. I understand the
it's so hard
confusion,
to keep these little proud boy fuck faces straight, but that isn't that bad. I mean, people say Joe Biden's like, they say horrible things, like, I'm the Loch Ness Monster. I mean, like, oh, okay, I'll take that. Jeez.
Did you see there was like a fake edited video going around today that showed a news reporter going to Joe Biden, and she was like, "Good morning," and Joe Biden his head was down. It looked like he was sleeping.
No.
And they even edited in like little snores and stuff. And then she's like, okay, hello. Good morning. Are you there? Are you there?
Oh my God.
Good morning.
God.
It turns out, it was a real interview done with Harry Belafonte, who apparently had actually drifted off, who's in his 90s. I'm just putting that out there. But they added that. They switched the video footage of Harry Belafonte to show a loop of Joe Biden looking down, and he was reading.
Oh.
Like he was reading something from his notes, and they just looped it to make it look like he was
in there sleeping.
He was sound asleep.
He's just resting his eyes, guys. And the video's fake. That's nice.
But somebody on Trump's campaign retweeted it.
Oh, that's shocking. Jesus. Oh, I hate this stuff where they talk about. I don't know, man. It's just I don't know what the argument is. Like Joe Biden. His mental state is fine.
Yeah.
His mental state is just fine.
And then
the guy with the nuclear football, I'm worried about his mental state, though.
Yesterday on the Twitter.
Yes.
They took down a tweet that had a false claim.
Right.
About coronavirus death statistics that was made by a supporter of the QAnon conspiracy theory.
Yay. QAnon weighs in.
It was apparently copied from someone else's Facebook post claiming that the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had quietly updated its numbers to admit that only 6% of people listed as coronavirus deaths actually died from COVID. The other 94 had 2 to 3 other serious illnesses. 94%.
Yeah.
It's utterly not true.
Yeah.
It's not what the CDC said.
Does it bother anyone?
Trump had retweeted that.
Oh.
On Sunday. And Twitter ended up taking down that tweet because of it's a false claim.
Does it? Okay. So, like, you can look at all these lies about coronavirus that come from the White House or Alex Jones people or whatever the fuck, Russia. And you can say their lies, and you know, but if you think about the main crux of the lie is that the coronavirus isn't that bad, you could say, well, then it really must be that bad. So that should really concern us. I mean, I don't know,
among other things. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I know people want to go out and you want to go do things, but this idea that it's safer than it was is. It feels like a lie to me. It feels like it's still just as dangerous and there's still just as much virus. The only thing that I guess is better is that there's more people wearing masks. I guess. Does that sound crazy? Or?
There's another headline. Ron DeSantis sidelined his health department and Florida paid the price.
Oh yeah, we live there. We live in Florida. For a second there, I was like, "Oh, this poor fucker."
Oh yeah, it's going great. Yeah,
we do not live in California right now. That's our governor.
That's our governor.
That's our governor, baby. He went to Harvard and Yale. Harvard and Yale apologized to us. What did you teach him?
Run to racist.
What did they? Who were his? I want to know the names of his teachers and what they taught him at Harvard. And motherfucking Yale. Those are supposed to be the two best places.
Yeah.
He's not acting like a guy, I would assume. Wouldn't you assume he went to the two best places?
I mean, allegedly.
Wouldn't you think he would make better decisions?
Why?
Because he might have met someone in college that might have made him think different. I don't know.
Unlikely.
He might have learned something in two of those fucking places. Nah, he doesn't care. He just likes Trump's dick.
Let's see. We have, why isn't it saying the number of cases anymore?
What is Donald Trump promising Ron DeSantis? A cabinet spot?
DeSantis probably thinks he's on the presidential track.
Oh my God!
Of course!
They're
Rick Perry was at one point the top contender. He's dumb as a fucking post. And he's got it like a science degree.
You really do need it. I mean, honestly, if Ron DeSantis is ever president, then people have to leave. Because I can tell
Tom
you.
Tom Cotton.
That's not funny.
Is up there too.
None of that is funny. And you know, Ron DeSantis can't run this country. I'm not an expert on political science, being the president, being the governor. I can tell you this, that guy sucks.
Yeah.
I can tell when people suck. He sucks. He's not going to be fucking president. Fuck that.
And stupid.
God.
I mean, just plain dumb.
Does someone really sit there and say, listen, you stick with this guy, maybe one day you'll be president. They are playing you, Ron.
Yeah, I don't know what's...
He's getting played then. He's never going to be president. Never.
Who knows?
No, that's not a thing.
Who thought George Bush was going to be president?
Didn't
GW.
Right. Didn't what's-his-face said he had a wet dream about Matt Gaetz being president? Roger Stone. That was Roger Stone.
Yeah.
That was nice. Ugh. Quit getting your... Do not get your leaders from this fucking state. I mean that in the nicest way possible. Or Alabama, or Mississippi, or Georgia. Pick from adult places.
The only reason the numbers look like they're down here is because they're testing less.
That would be like saying the fires aren't as bad, but I haven't looked to see. Sort of, I guess. That's crazy.
Petitions in Anderson, South Carolina are being signed by petition has been signed by thousands of people already to replace the Confederate memorial that they have there with some kind of memorial to the late actor Chadwick Boseman, who died over the weekend.
That's
his hometown.
Oh, okay. They could do that here too. If they want to do that here too, I would be cool with that. I would be cool with that. That's a great idea.
Thousands have signed the petitions. In the wake of the Black Panther star's death on Friday, a change.org appeal is urging the city of Anderson, South Carolina, and state lawmakers to remove the Confederate monument in the city's downtown area and put up a statue to Chadwick Boseman.
We need to fucking celebrate our artist, and it's so fucking sad that he's fucking dead. Yes, yes. Put a statue up in his hometown.
He did
sake.
Most of the big movies he's famous for with stage 3 colon cancer. He was diagnosed in 2016.
I can't imagine that.
So he did both.
Right.
He did the Black Panther movie, and he did the other Marvel movie with all of them in it.
Civil War.
Yeah. Those movies.
And I remember that most of the time I've been sitting around thinking, God, when are you going to do more of these fucking Black Panther movies? The guy's sick.
So there you go. Thousands signing the petitions.
Rest in
for
peace.
For that to happen.
Whatever that's supposed to mean. I don't know what that means. Rest in peace. I mean, you're dead. You're resting. You know, I guess you're in peace. Whatever. Your molecules are decomposing. Stupid fucking cancer. That sucks.
We have only a few more minutes left here. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yay!
You get a little commission every time you do. Use that link when you buy some shit.
We get paid, baby!
What is this?
And then the actions of vigilantes like Kyle Rittenhouse.
We're looking at all of it. That was an interesting...
No, that's... The Lincoln Project retweeted that.
Oh yeah,
that great little bit from.
I mean, it's just such
our
a,
president.
You know, what would Obama have said about that already? You know, it's domestic terrorism. We don't condone that. This kid has to face justice. You know, blah 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 blah. We wouldn't be having this fucking riot in Kenosha, maybe.
Right.
Does this happen without Donald Trump?
I wouldn't think a lot of it would be happening. No, because who's going to fire up the right wingers?
Does he realize that? Does he realize that? And does he understand that that he's responsible for some of this death that we're seeing. For a lot of this death. And it's his words.
No.
And it's his words.
Are you kidding?
And he's also responsible for so many of those COVID deaths.
Trump and Pence are running on this, and I find it fascinating. Quote, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America. And what's their proof? The violence we're seeing in Donald Trump's America. These are not images of some imagined Joe Biden America in the future. These are images of Donald Trump's America today.
Yeah. Fuck right? Yeah.
We've arrived at a moment in this campaign we all knew, including the press in front of me, knew we'd get to. The moment when Donald Trump would be so desperate, he'd do anything to hold on to power. Donald Trump has been a toxic presence in our nation for 4 years, poisoning how we talk to one another, poisoning how we treat one another, poisoning the values this nation has always held dear.
Jeez.
Just keep the vote.
Right.
And then that's what we'll be hearing.
What does it mean when you get poisoned, man? It was like you fucking nearly fucking die. Your body gets fucked up. You're going to walk around fucked up for the rest of your life. I mean, this fascism is poisonous because you're going to look at different people who supported Trump, different institutions that supported Trump, and you're going to look at them differently when this shakes out. You're going to look at them as fucking Nazis, and it's going to bother you. It is poison. It's going to taint how you see things that you used to fucking like. It's fucked up.
Biden is using mafia talking points. The mob will leave you alone if you give them what you want. That's what it is. The mob will leave you alone, give them what you want, but it doesn't work that way because once you give...
He has no idea what he's reading. So he read it, and then he's like, oh, the mob will give you what you want. Oh, the mob will give you what you want. But again, the projection is just is blinding. Blame the other side for what you're doing.
A guy who reads like that will also read, like, did he read the Iran deal? We
have another no. Iran deal.
That, you know,
read.
You know that we got out of some nuclear weapons treaties and shit like that.
Sure.
Well,
because Putin wanted out of them. Know,
but he read them, right? I mean, you would want to read them before he got out of them. You're dealing with them.
He's not reading the long, boring shit.
Doing?
It's bad. Putin told me it's bad, so let's get rid of it.
Why are we letting this game show host just unravel everything? You might get four more years. Oh, boy.
Biden is using mafia talking points. The mob will leave you alone.
This is him reading.
Biden is
talking. This is him reading.
Biden is speaking English. And I'm sure Biden is reading as well. You are barely doing either.
Using mafia talking points, the mob will leave you alone if you give them what you want. That's what it is. The mob will leave you alone, give them what you want, but it doesn't work that way. Because once you give them, they keep taking. What happens is you give and give and give and you take and they no longer respect you. And that's...
There you go. Some wisdom.
Why do you know so much about the mob?
Because that's what he wants to be.
He is the mob. I mean, I think about this. All the money that the Russian mafia has probably laundered for him. He's moving all this money around. He's using them to get shit built. When are you the mob, then? When are you the mob?
Yeah, they are. That's why they should be looked at as a... under the RICO statutes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because it's a criminal organization.
Yeah, yeah. You see that thing about Rosenstein trying to curb the scope of Mueller's investigation back in the day?
Oh, yeah. All this shit's going
to
come out.
That to me seems, I'll talk to you about it offline, but it seemed crazy to me. It seemed crazy as shit.
Good news.
Yes.
I had this... I forgot for Faithless Friday.
Stuff will happen.
This is good news for other people and makes our country look even shittier, actually. According to new data from the National Records
of Scotland.
Nine! I, you know, what do they say in Scotland for no? No!
Now, for the first time, humanist weddings are more popular than Christian ones.
Yay! Who gives a fuck? There's a guy pretending he's talking to a guy in the sky and saying...
No, it's good news that...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nope. Humanists are...
They don't believe in God?
No.
Oh, awesome.
It's atheist. Atheist weddings are more popular than Christian ones now.
But they say, is it humanist what you say instead of atheist? What's the difference?
It's the same thing, kind of. I mean, the humanists, like secular humanism is a kind of an other-based, it's not a religion, but a...
Is there a God?
No.
Oh, okay, that's great. You know, no one's telling you in the sky what to do.
Right.
Perfect.
A lot of atheists identify as secular humanists.
Okay. Okay, what am I then? I don't believe in shit. What am I?
I think I'm a secular humanist. I think, yeah.
Do you think there's like something...
It's very socialisty and very help others kind of a...
Is there a force in the universe making things happen?
No.
Okay. Nobody died for your stupid sins?
Humanist UK, it's one of their atheist groups there, is celebrating the news, calling for England and Wales to join them.
Hello!
Join Scotland, Ireland, and Northern Ireland in recognizing humanist weddings. So England and Wales don't recognize humanist weddings.
Jeez. Well, recognize them. Who gives a fuck?
In England and Wales... Over 1,000 couples a year already have humanist wedding without legal recognition.
Yeah. Get in my belly!
They almost have separate civil marriage, usually at the registrar's office, for their marriage to be legally recognized. So you have to have you can have your ceremony or get together, and you can have your music and people speak and everything. There's just no woo. There's no hoogie boogie. You're just having a get together. Mm-hmm. Nobody's casting any spell over your union.
There's no woo here.
Oh, we got to go. And,
woo.
But for people who want to have the kind of wedding experience without God bullshit, you can have a humanist wedding.
Yeah.
And,
well, like humanist churches, they get together, they drink.
Right.
And they,
And, so, but couples still in England and Wales have to then go separately to the Justice of the Peace, the equivalent, the registrar, and then have the legal paper.
They have to have the sad wedding.
So, but if you're a Catholic priest or a Church of England vicar, then
a vicar,
you can sign it and you're magically married.
Oh.
That's the issue.
Oh, so the humanist person should be able to sign that and be magically married. Everybody gets the motherfucking magic.
There shouldn't be special treatment for the magic wielders to somehow allow people to skip a step for a civil fucking union.
Share that wand.
We have to go real fast. We'll be back tomorrow at the usual time, everybody. Check out Ryan's stuff on the internet, RadarComedy.com, and Radar Comedy everywhere.
Follow Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Gotta go. See you tomorrow, same time. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.